Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A very warm welcome. This is The Last Savior. This is your host, Zainab. And you are listening to the program, The Last Savior, which is about the Imam of Time, Imam al-Zamana, Jalla Jalla Faraja. And in this program, we give you more and more information about the Imam of Time. As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam said, the one who dies and is ignorant about the Imam of his time will die the death of an ignorant. And the hadith that we discussed in the beginning of the program is also from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. He will fill the earth with justice. His imam will fill the earth with justice, as we are seeing the tyranny and oppression around the world right now. Well, to explore more on the topic of Mahdaviyat, we have a special guest in the studio, Dr. Ali Alavi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
So we have been talking about the sects that emerged during major occultation. We said there was a sect called Sheikhism or Sheikhia sect, and it further led to two main branches, that was Barbism and Baha'ism. There was a Sheikh Azim Rushdie, who was a student of Sheikh Ahmed Asai, and he was so prominent and influential in his speech, in his writings, that he had a huge number of followers. Although he succeeded Asai at a very young age, when he was younger, under 30, but he managed to do that for 60 years. And they had this belief that they are distinguished and have priorities over the others. We have to discuss more about them.
In our recent shows and discussions, we are trying to talk about the distortions and deviations that happened in the time of major cultation in the issue of Mahdaviyya,
right,
and those who claim to be in touch with Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Yeah.
We said, as much as the topic is important and valuable, the ones who try to take it, to take a portion of it, to find something for themselves, a position, a rank, something, or to make a market out of it.
Yeah.
So they're trying or competing to take something, a portion of it for themselves.
Yeah.
But the concept of Mahdi is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself left it for him. And this is Allah's promise, that at the end of the day, he will keep the ones that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises, the leaders of the earth.
Yeah.
So if the sail, if the movement of the universe is going to be this beautiful end,
yeah,
then some will try to compete from others to take a portion, to take
pleasure,
to find something out of it for themselves.
Yeah.
So among the sects that appeared and emerged at the time of major occultation, we talk about the sect of Shaykhiyya.
Yeah.
Beginning from Sheikh Ahmed Ahsai, because it is called Shaykhid, because the founder of it was Sheikh Ahmed Ahsai.
Yeah.
Who was buried in Medina, and then later on after him said Kadhim Rashdi. Actually became his successor, and he promoted and propagated the ideas of Sheikh Ahmed Ahsai in the best way that he could. He became his successor while he was even less than 30.
Yeah.
After his demise, a person by the name of Sayyid Muhammad Ali Shirazi, known as Bab, becomes the successor of this person.
Yeah.
We said in our last show, we have been talking about an innovation that they made or created, what we call it technically as bid'ah, or innovation, that they made a religion, that they changed the major principle of religion in Shaykhiyya into four.
Into four, right.
And they omitted two important principles of it, that is ma'ad, resurrection, and also adl and justice of Allah, or divine justice, from the principles of Islam. And this became a very good reason for lots of discrepancies among themselves, that some said, okay, why should we omit these two?
Because of omitting some of the beliefs of Islam, there was a distortion among themselves now.
And there was sort of discrepancy
among themselves.
Right. Yeah.
We'll discuss more with you after a short break, dear listeners. Stay tuned. Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. We were Dr. Ali Alavi, and we're discussing about the sects that emerged during the major occultation. who said that one of the students of SI was Syed Kazim Rushdie, who further had students like Haj Muhammad Karim Khan Kajwar or Syed Ali Muhammad Shirazi, also known as Agha Bab. They had built their another belief system, having two beliefs from the main five principles of Islam. That is, they believed in Tawhid, they also believed in the prophecy of the last prophet, and they believed in Imamat, but they did not. They omitted two main beliefs, that's justice, and they omitted the day of resurrection, but they added one fourth belief, and the belief system was on four principles. The fourth belief was to have belief in the fourth pillar, and that was a medium between Imam and the people.
In their beliefs, the fourth principle out of major principle in Islam was Rukn al-Raba, that is, yeah, the fourth pillar.
Yeah.
And the fourth pillar was what was the person that was mediator or medium between themselves, between Imam Ali Salam and the people.
Yeah.
That is themselves. So it became a good excuse for some of these people to call themselves as Rukn al-Raba.
Yeah.
So the starting point of all deviations is from this. I mean, that even right after that, some of the Shias tried to get distant from this belief and they saved themselves.
Right.
But some unfortunately continued to this to these groups and actually and to such beliefs that later on was enhanced by Sayyid Ali Muhammad Shirazi, right, that is Bab, and he created the sect of Babiya out, yeah, of it. That is, he is the Bab or the gate of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Whoever,
right,
wants to see Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, he needs to enter a gate.
Like, yes.
And this has been taken from some hadith and some of Islamic resources, some of Islamic sources that they refer to call this concept as Bab.
All right.
Which was a very big distortion and deviation in Islam world. Until today, we are
having the followers.
We are facing issues and problems with this sect and the followers of such a sect.
All right.
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, 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 Ya Rabb al-Alamin.
Welcome back to your listeners who are listening to The Last Savior. This is IRIB English Radio, and this is the last part of today's program. We are talking about the distortions that emerged, or the sects that emerged during the major occultation. And unfortunately, we still see the consequences of these distortions that we discussed so far. Yes, Dr. Alavi, I would want you to conclude today's episode.
Yeah. So we said Babiya or Babism was the starting point of a very huge distortion and deviation in Islam and Islam world. So Bab by itself literally means father, or a person that merits something, or something which is quite mild.
Yeah.
So this is the meaning of it in Persian. But in Arabic, when we want to see what Bab means the gate or the
gate,
entrance of,
yeah,
something. So they have taken this concept from hadith and narrations and supplications, when it is being said that أَيْنَ بَابُ اللَّهِ الَّذِي مِنْهُ يُعْتَى, in the supplication of Nudba, they want to say that where is Bab Allah? The Imam of the time is the Bab of Allah, gate of Allah. If anyone wants to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is nowhere for him except to understand Imam first.
Right.
Right? So we enter the knowledge or ma'rifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Imam.
True, Imam himself.
So they want to say that this Rukn al-Raba, that is they themselves, I mean these people who claim to be the deputies of Imam alayhi salam,
yeah,
they are the Bab or the gate of knowing Imam.
Okay.
And Imam is the gate of knowing Allah,
Allah,
or entering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the realm of
but
Allah.
But they're also gates for Imam.
Yeah. So this concept has Has been derived from this actually
concept of this concept supplication
of, or other, let's say, texts that we have in Islamic science, Islamic worlds and Islamic traditions. What the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ana madinatul ilm wa Ali babaha." That is, I am the gate of knowledge, and Ali, I'm the city of knowledge, and Ali is his gate.
Right.
So whoever wants to enter this city has to enter from the gate.
Yeah.
Right. So the gate. Well, the Bab or Babism that they are talking about means this. That is, they want to say that they are the entrance towards Imam Ali salam. Or when we say that he is Bab al-Hawaj, this Imam is Bab al-Hawaj, that is, his entrance or gate of all these needs and requests or desires of people that are going to be answered. Or Bab al-Hikmah, or Bab Allah, or other expressions or, let's say, phrases that we have in Islamic narrations and supplications.
With the word Bab.
But they misuse this concept of Bab. Yeah. I mean, or this concept of Babism, or this misuse this meaning that we have in hadith and narrations.
All right.
To call themselves as the deputy, a special deputy of Imam, or the Bab, or gate of entrance towards Imam Ali salam. They might refer to some of the companions of earlier Imams that they had some Bab, like, I mean, that they had some gates.
Yeah.
Like, for example, Rashid Hijri was known to be the gate of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Whoever wanted to see Imam Hussein, or wanted to find a marfa towards Imam Hussein alayhi salam, has had to enter through Rashid Hijri.
Yeah.
Or Yahya ibn Mat'ami. So he was also known to be a bab of Imam Sajjad Zainul Abidin alayhi salam.
All right.
Or Jabir ibn Yazid Ja'fi was known to be the gate of Imam Baqir alayhi salam. So it is known that these people were a bab and gates of those Imams.
Right.
But do we have any document, any, let's say, any hadith and narrations that Imam Ali salam had anyone else as his gate or even as his deputy at the time of major occultation? Never. Because at the last tawqi' that Imam sent to the last special deputy of his, what did he say? He said, from now on, I have no more deputies. We see that slowly, slowly and gradually, these believers in the concept of Babi or Babism or being gates of Imam Ali salam entered the Islamic Ummah, entered the Islam world through this Sayyid Ali Muhammad Bab. And this person, due to apparent conditions features of this person or physical features of his own, made people to get deceived by these teachings of his.
All right.
You know, to some extent, usually, I mean, the physical features of a person is important in transferring of message.
Right.
Even if the message is not that right.
Because they say face is the index.
When the person looks as a Sayyid, belonging to the destiny of the Holy Prophet, then, I mean, the facial expressions say something that, I mean, they show that, okay, this person is out of,
the progeny.
Out of
the descendant.
Rationality.
Right.
And whatever he says is and looks beautiful and seems right, because you refer to the earlier gates of other Imams, and then you say, okay, even this Imam is requires to have such gates, and that gate is me.
Yeah.
Then slowly, slowly, people try to accept, and people start to accept and get deviated and get and go astray.
Unfortunately, so that's why. It said that we have to take care of our deen at every step, at every second. As we said in the previous episodes, we reached this conclusion that even if you have faith, but what is important is to always constantly seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there's a constant need of to preserve and take care of this faith. Thank you, Dr. Alavi, for being with us.
You're welcome.
Thank you, dear listeners, who are listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another episode, take good care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
سلام يا مهدي